now has been pointed out, this is the end of the church's year. Step over gracefully next Sunday, Advent Sunday, into a new church year. And then we spend the year on a different gospel. This year we've been listening and reading the Gospel of Luke. So everybody here will know everything about the Gospel of Luke. Let's start with something simple. That gospel has a repetition. If you are the Son of God, if you can do this, save me. Come down from the cross, if you. Where else in this gospel do we get the same repetition of that? Where else in this gospel? Other end of the church's year, if you're a clue, then take answers from clergy. We get it in Matthew, but where else in Luke do we get it? No, that's fine, because it is in Matthew as well, absolutely spot on. Well, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into loaves of bread. It's the wilderness and the person asking the questions, setting the challenge to Jesus, is the devil. Remote and distant, in the desert, vulnerable Christ. Coming to today's gospel, the vulnerable Christ is there. The servant king that hymn beautifully expands on the cross, being challenged in the same way, being challenged by church leaders, by being challenged by the soldiers right at his feet, and being challenged by one of the criminals hanging by his feet. You can do this, do it for yourself, make life easy. And that's the sort of thing that was going on in the desert right at the beginning of the wilderness experience. It's the same challenge. Put yourself first. Make life easier for you. You can do it. You're the Son of God. You're the King of the universe, as we had in that hymn. But Jesus doesn't, because his kingship is a kingship of service. It's a kingship of putting God and others first. That is what the whole of Luke's gospel is about. The Christ who cares. The Christ who reaches out to the vulnerable, the marginalized, those nobody else takes account of. And we have it right as a challenge at the beginning, and we have it right as a challenge now, at the very end of the church's year. Jesus is not here for himself. His rules, his commands, his teaching, his example, his showing, put others first. You do this because of God's love for you, and you show that love in the way you deal with others. It's not for me. It is for the Word of God, and it is for the others around. So what do? Well, that wonderful, wonderful Sunday next before Advent collect, which is sadly slipped to the post-communion prayer today. Stir up, O Lord, the wills of your faithful people. This collect in the Book of Common Prayer for this Sunday. Stir up the wills of your faithful people. So when we come before Christ the King, when we come to welcome him again, which is what Advent is all about, we are reminded that in the service of the King who is here for others, We stir ourselves up to make sure that we are people of service. We are reflecting the way of Christ the King. And we do that like Christ, not putting ourselves first, but putting the needs of others first. That is the new kingdom. That is the new way. And so today, on Christ the King, we remember Christ stood fast for others, for the Father, for the vulnerable, for the weak, those he welcomes into the kingdom, those we are also called to serve. But as we step over into Advent, and all those amazing events which happen between now and Christmas Day are going to happen, let's not lose sight that this is about Christ the King, the server, the one who offers to others. And so we call on ourselves that we will be stirred up to be the true followers of Christ and make sure in all that happens in the next 4 weeks, it is the weak and the vulnerable and the Word of God which has central place in our lives. Stir ourselves up to serve the King who is here for all others. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.